back up a bit. Red Beckman of Billings, one of the most influential people in the movement, says the Federal Reserve Bank, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the New World Order, and all that gang seek dictatorial control of the world. Some are conservative Christians who support homeschooling and are particularly upset about homosexuals. Finally, there are white supremacists and neo-Nazis whose groups have been growing in the Northwest. Hatton's comment. Can you not see that all of these things as listed above hurt your cause? They do not help it. It is fine with me that my enemies are equally dispersed among the real adversarial groups, and these would be goodly but misguided souls. With friends like these, who needs enemies? You not only look kooky, you are certainly deserving of the honorable title, because actions are based on physical force and not on wisdom in behavior and intent. In Knoxon, that's in Montana, the Truckmans, brothers John and David and David's son Randy, have started MOM, the Militia of Montana, Alpha Unit. They attend gun shows and other militias organizing meetings throughout the Northwest, selling their video and audio tapes, literature, and pepper gas dispensers. Human rights activists in Montana say the Truckmans have been members of the Aryan Nation and anti-Semitic Christian fundamentalist groups. Hatton's comment. Truth or lie, it doesn't matter, because now it has again been stated in an international establishment news magazine. Facts are not acceptable. The Truckmans deny that, claiming there are Jews, Asians, and blacks in their militia. Sitting in the tiny town's only cafe, the Truckmans rail against the U.S. government. Randy. They've perverted the intent of the Constitution and come up with a bastardized form of illegitimate government. David. 300 families run the world and plan global conquest. John. We don't want bloodshed. We want to use the ballot box and the jury box. We don't want to go to the cartridge box, but we will if we have to. Hatton's comment. Now, if you were fresh from Woodstock, what would you believe, if anything? Oh my, if you can't see beyond a gun bill of some kind, you are blind as the proverbial salamander of Aedo Caves. All I will add at this time is that religion is going to be a whole lot worse to cure. In fact, if you can't separate Christ as an emotional state of being from ones considered to be Christ-like, as in Jesus, you will never make it, world, never. For in the assumption of only one Christ of being in Jesus, or any other singular person, you negate the religions of the world who actually are Christian, but do not accept the Jesus as the only top banana. The Crusades were the bloodiest thing ever perpetrated, so it could not have been a truly Christian enterprise, but it was in the name of the one they called Jesus the Christ. What a grand misery that must have been, to be a nice guy who knew godliness. By the way, when you wonder about how this can come to be, remember, Khazarian Zionists are the satanic servants of the world, and they will divide and use everything that comes along to confuse, abuse, and suck you into the evil trap. The evangelists of religious do-goodings are the very top of the heap of disinformers. They directly serve Satan, while some even think they are serving God. So be it. The time of the Lord is at hand, and light shall be shown upon the dark places. Salute.
Thank you. You are in a time of total, all-out battle. And if you look around you, you will see that it is truly for the souls of man. And it sure does look like the enemy's winning, if you are truly on the side of God. This does not mean that ones in Montana or Texas or New Jersey who set out to form groups in hopes of being able to reclaim a constitutional basis upon which to function, or bad or wrong. It is simply that unless you know what you're fighting, there's no point in the battle. You're going to lose. So we will have our enemies constantly trying to distract us, trying to pull us down, trying to be argumentative, trying to say, God wouldn't do that. My God is a loving God who allows. How do you know? Ones who say this do not get it from within, because if you go within, that is not what you get. You know it. So you will run from one groupie to another, one speaker to another. Some will even try me. And my goodness, I get too close, so we better get the hell out of there. Because I may have to live in the light of God. Well, it sure would be easier, sir, if you spoke through somebody else and I wouldn't have to confuse you with her whom I don't like. Well, I'm sorry, because this is where I do this. And if everybody would leave her alone, we could get on with our writing and she wouldn't have to do this and nobody would have to dislike her. You could just dislike the word. But you see, you cannot fight the word, because the word is bearing truth. And who do you hit? You hit the one that is visible and in front of you because you don't like what they say. And you can deny all other things. And you can go on and you can say, well, yeah, but look how much they're making off this deal. Not in this instance, you can't. Doesn't matter whether they are or not. In this instance, you can't say that, because it isn't true. But truth has no bearing in this world of evil and Satan. This is the presentation and the time of evil that only presents the lie. The truth is just thrown in there occasionally to emphasize the lie. It's all right if you believe that. Don't come in here thinking that I'm going to tell you it's wrong for you to think that. You think anything you want to. And leave me out of it. That's your problem. And if it works with God, so be it. We'll see what it is on that last day, when you're depending on me to get you out of this mess. And I'm going to say, did you read all of the first 50 books? Did you read all of the 105, now 6 books? And you're going to say, well, no, I really didn't have time. Well, I don't think you're going to have time then to do it. So what are you going to argue with me about? You're not ready. You don't know. And you're not going to be able to physically read 106 books in the 15 minutes it takes to get you off. And you want to go to the places of the informed, don't you? You want to go to God, the totally informed. Well, you certainly don't want to go up there and do the bathrooms, do you? You want to sit to the right hand of God. Well, I'm sorry, I don't even want you on my console to push the wrong cotton-picking button. Because you know more. You don't know more. And you in this room are the most informed people on your planet. You just don't realize it. It will come in its time, and you will know that you are. You'll also be angry because you'll look around you and you'll wonder why in the soup you thought it was important enough to try. But it is important. It is important. It isn't so much important except what you end up learning and knowing. And the intent of your heart. It kind of goes back to a mom who said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. That's because you may find it to not be too wise to say something. You may get your nose poked. Or you may find that whatever you say was wrong, or even if it was right, it isn't going to make friend. So I'm going to have to go through all this mishmash of even your tauntings. How could you, a God, work with? I can work with anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. And I can't think of a better group to work with than the worst there are. They need it worse than anybody. And you're going to find that these are not worse than anybody. They're about to be had by the worst there are. But they ain't stupid. They are the most brilliant minds running around on your place. And they're going to see the advantage. Well, do we want somebody working with us that just sees the advantage? You damn right. We can come to agreements on religious doctrine and spirituality later. While there is possibility of recovery in a system wherein you have freedom to do that. I continually marvel at the ones who ask my opinion and then do the absolute different, opposite thing. I can think of it in a little tiny capsule, and I hope they will not be offended when they hear this. I did not want Ray Ellen Rusbacher going to Austria until we could clean her up. Mike, bear with me and please present this as a positive thing. When Gunther Rusbacher is in proximity to Ray Ellen, she is so loaded with microchips that clash with his, and since she has been there, he has had one heart attack after another. It not only hits him, it hits him physically. Well, what do you mean? These are two loving, married people. You're trying to keep them apart. I'm trying to keep them alive. In Austria, they removed 27 microchips from him. From his ears, his nose, everywhere. She is just as loaded. They don't want you to win. And I know that he is my ambassador, whether he likes it or does not. The Khazarian Zionist is my deadly opposition enemy. I come of the host of lighted God. And that is the opposite end of the pole. And then there's all this in the middle. Given freedom of choice on your place to wishy-washy back and forth. My crew with me does not wishy-washy back and forth. Unfortunately, most of them don't have to come down and communicate with you. But if you expect me over here with God to say, oh, it is just fine, we'll work around these cute little Zionists, or whatever they've chosen to call themselves, you're not going to get it in that manner. I can certainly work with them, but I'm going to have them. They're going to make my day as I watch them fall. I will do everything in my power, and that means through information, to bring them back out. These are soulless beings. That does not mean they are energy-less beings. You better learn the difference. And they will continue their rotation the same as you. But it's not in light. And that is what hell is. It is the absence of light and God. And ones will say, oh, my God would never take off and leave me. Well, then you can look forward to this association, do you see? Because God of light will take off and leave you where you choose to be. And believe me, he's not going to thump me on my bald head because I left you. He's going to say, sir, I salute you for the wisdom you have shown for not bringing that turkey into my kingdom. There are decisions to be made. And you're going to have to learn how rotten is your enemy. And most of them do not even know it. Do you think that the doctors of the world that go up and take their hypocritical oaths know what they're doing with insulin? Triggering? No, most of them are looking for a cure for whatever ails you. It's the industry that knows exactly what they're doing. Dora, you know, she's going on some kind of a trip all the time I'm trying to write, and she's saying, now you're going to spoil my party. Nobody will want any cake. Did anybody hear what I said before? That is not your problem. Go enjoy that. Your body will respond like it's supposed to. It is what is happening every day, all day, forming an addiction and a habit within your body that no matter if you don't put anything in there, it is going to overload and spill insulin into your system, which will go make you eat some more. Hypoglycemia, you will say. And that is 9/10 the trouble with Gunther Rosbacher. And moreover, they dance around it all the time. And what comes back to me? Well, we may have to put him on insulin because his pancreas is shut down. That is not the first thing. His pancreas is dead and they're going to have to remove it was the first thing told. I want to know how many doctors will pass out at that one. You don't remove a pancreas. You may be able to get by with removing a spleen. Even that ain't good. God put it there because it's necessary. They can trigger you just like that. And before we move into sugar load, I want to talk about that triggering. I'm sorry that I did not remind them to bring a packet of pictures that somebody has sent. I don't want to identify. There must be 30, 40 pictures of these towers scattered around your nation. With a very honest question, what are these? Well, we've gone into what they are. Some will have microwave receivers. You see, they're not going to just put up a singular identifiable thing. They are going to gear what they put up by its location, its need, its transmission, its capability of being shielded, but you will find on every one of them identifiable formation. It's part of the frequency grid to control you. And you're going to find them every 50 miles in any direction you go. The bigger towers, the 300 or more foot towers, were a super system. It would work with all of these. And Mr. Sagan will tell you, oh, well, it's to see if there is life in outer space. Fortunately, Mr. Sagan is now intelligent enough not to say intelligent life. It seems to be the only place there is intelligent life. It does receive some of these microwaves, communications, and you can better believe it is all a grid and it is operable. And even if the tower looks a bit different, it will be fundamentally the same. Some of them are being utilized right in the middle of cities as cellular cell towers. That helps you. It also controls you, and they can monitor everything you say. They have computers now much more efficient, much more manageable than that old Cray, which you thought was the supercomputer of all computers. And they still haven't touched what we've got. What Google Ashtar's got, my goodness, you know, that computer brain. You know, that one that comes down to dance around with this twin flame every now and then is going to evacuate you all. That poor commander, I feel sorry for him. All of this information can go on my thumbnail. Everything in your perceived universe can go on my thumbnail. Technologically, just with what we have, that isn't even considering mind. So yes, you're still primitive, but those systems can kill you primitive people. And how can you fight a system like that? On its own terms. On its own terms, you have the weapon, and it's between your ears. And it is attached to the ultimate weapon, which is right in your midsection. And you attach those two, and you use them, and there is nothing superior. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zap. Because you can zip it, zap it right out of your way. There ain't no handgun, there ain't no card ballistic that can match it. So let's just hang in here and keep on going till we learn to do that one. And then you stay alive. And you stay alive in the form you need to be in to get this job done. Now let's go eat cake because I want to come back and do business. Rick will have a report to make. We need to move. I think some of you call it, we got a haul ass. We'll have cake first. Salute. Well, it's always a little bit harder for me after the cake break. But we'll get there.
cake with us.
I like to say wafer vapor thin. I love it with you, with this group. You never stop trying.
I'm anxious, what can I say?
Well, you're getting closer. I think we better just settle down and do a little bit of work with information I want on this tape. And I have not visited with anyone about these things because I am sick and tired of the Associated Press, lawyers, judges, politicians, do-gooders, do-badders, interpreting everything. I don't care whether my people lose or win in a court of law. You have no justice system. So to lose in a court of law proves absolutely nothing. Nothing. Winning in a court of law proves nothing. Occasionally, the right side wins. Most of the time anymore, the right side loses. The only ones who make anything out of anything, usually, are the attorneys and the bribed officials. Now, what took place in the court in Mojave the last time was so atrocious that it is literally funny. And after the deeds were done, to see Mr. Oglesby going into Jason Brent's office to do his debriefing was truly amusing. At some point, though, the rest of the judicial system who try to do a reasonably decent job are going to turn on these ones. At this point, they're outnumbered. But there will be another election period. Mr. Brent can go anywhere he wants to and say the Eckers cost him his election. I want to tell him he cost himself his election. And his wife helped him. And I don't know what he refers to in the second loss of elections in the Superior Court, because Eckers didn't do anything about him. Zero, zip, including vote. Either for or against him. Just note, it's always easier to blame someone for your own shortcomings, of which we have plenty of our own. But we don't set people up in those manners, using the law unlawfully. And those things will out. And Mr. Brent thinks he's got a friend in George Green and no contact. Come on, Mr. Green has told everybody, his favorite term, to get in touch with Jason Brent and ask him. Now, doesn't that make you feel good that you're going to get all this truth about these rotten Eckers from Jason Brent? Well, along those same lines, you see, the Institute is between attorneys. And now you know why you are between attorneys. those attorneys in Nevada scare the living pants off of any attorney who thinks about representing the Institute. So they have taken this interim period of time, and I'm sorry, I'm having trouble even getting this out. I am so amused by it. I don't care, precious ones, if they win the case. Look at what they're doing. And this is Mr. Horton, Mr. Green, and now Mr. Abbott has thrown in himself and Leon Fort. To get a default judgment while the Institute has no legal representation. Push, push, push on the good old judge. Good old boy judge. Well, the good old boy judge wasn't such a good old boy, was he? He said, if they don't show up for the deposition, then I will have to have a motion stating why they didn't. Oh, well, this, tell your brothers, is exactly what we wanted. This group didn't even know what they wanted. They are looking for an opportunity to be heard. Mr. Abbott and Mr. Horton and Mr. Green have threatened, and George Green has told everybody that the Eckers will be arrested if they come into the state of Nevada. And they're proud of it, and Mr. Abbott just blew it. Mr. Gross talked to Mr. Abbott, and Mr. Abbott said, well, I haven't decided about some things. Well, where are you going to serve or file the federal case? Mr. Gross asked him. This would catch anybody right off guard because it's in the federal case that they have their little arrest warrants all fixed. And Mr. Abbott's wife decided, I believe maybe now I will just file it in Reno. This is the receivership case. This is why the Eckers will not go into Nevada, and I believe that a judge will honor that now that it has been so stated that the Eckers would be put under arrest. Now, I am not going to give some of the punchline stupidity of that other side. But that's one of them. And now for Leon Fort and Mr. Abbott to go forth and push trying to get this thing over the gold into default so that George gets the gold simply because nobody, specifically the Eckers, show up for deposition is absolutely and totally ludicrous. And to think that there would not be an appeal made is even more ludicrous. So they tried to push it while there was no attorney for the Institute available. Well, they are wrong. And when we talk about a commitment, you may not have $2.5 million in your pocket today. There will be $2.5 million minimum for the defense of this case. That does not mean to pay off. It means for the defense of the case. And I would go on record as to my preferences right now. I would ask that someone, and maybe you, Patricia, since you still have some contact with that side, I hate to put it, that side. Doesn't that sound sick and silly? I would like the addresses and names of Leon's sisters. Esther is too feeble and too elderly now to dump this kind of responsibility on her shoulders. When the Institute repays the investment of money, since Leon said it was his family's money and his family's estate, it will be paid to his family. Because I personally do not believe anybody allowing George Abbott to represent them. Has much wisdom in the handling of money, especially the estate of a family. Now, I would appreciate it. Just the names and addresses. Thank you. Rick, you should have come back with a message.
Oh, we just
left. He just
went
out to the car to get it.
All right.
He didn't bring for the car.
That's... What did George Abbott... I want this on the record anyway. You see, I'm tired of one saying that I just bash. George Abbott called Brent 2 days ago. Now, that was precipitated because of some things that were said in the past. But what, Brent, go ahead while we're waiting for him.
Well, Abbott called and identified himself as an attorney, and he wanted to know the names of all the officers and directors of the Phoenix Institute. And I said, what? I said, why are you asking me? Do you know who you called? And he said, yes, and I demand to know, and I know you know who they are, and you have contact with them, and on and on and on. And I basically said, I don't know, and I don't know why you're asking me. And I suggest you contact the Nevada Secretary of State if you want to find out corporate information. So he was really upset, and he sounded like he was drunk, because he was slurring his words real bad. And he said, well... I want to tell you something right now. He says, what was the exact words he used? You better watch your ass. He said, I said, what? You better watch your ass. Because I know who you are. And I said, is that a threat? He goes, that's not a threat, it's a promise. And I said, well, wait a minute, let me get my recorder. I want to get this on tape. And he clunked. So that's pretty much the way it went.
Well, now he's joined forces with Mr. Horton to force this thing into default. Now, anybody who can say that is winning a case has got to love to pay attorneys. And in view of the fact that we seem to have grown to love to pay attorneys, then we'll talk about that. Are we ready to talk about that?
Yes.
Very good. I called on you as you vanished.
I was going to paraphrase, but I thought in the real words might be a little better.
There is also a statement that we'll be coming back, I hope, Michael, with Ed Cleary. They are in Austria. I want to tell you, things are going just absolutely superbly in Austria. Now, the Khazarian Jews do not like it because Mr. Kurt Waldheim has been awarded a Knight of the Order of the Papal something or other. Now, I don't know how it is that a Jew has a right to be aggravated at a Catholic ceremony, but they are. And it must be important or they would not be up in arms all over the world against Kurt Waldheim. Well, I want you all to know that Kurt Waldheim is the literal religious godfather of Gunther Rosbacher. Rosbacher comes out of basically... the Esterhazy Romanov royal family. Now, I believe we may get a little help from Russia and Austria. And I'm not going to get into quarrels with Jews and Catholics. But I'm telling you one thing. I think that the Jews would be a little upset if the Pope got into their business if they made somebody a rabbi. So there's something a little out of balance here. So there must be some great big honking reason they don't want Waldheim out there functioning. And it's got to go beyond any Nazi atrocities because Waldheim was not a Nazi. But as the German Nazis came into Austria, everybody who could walk was put into the military or shot. And sometimes I think maybe the Nazis were on the right track. We are dealing with something here that is so twisted. But it is going to serve God in the long run. You don't know who to go out there to find to get the help you need. I am not going to come down there and do it for you. I will help you find the ones that can do it. And then I'll help them have enough backbone to go claim and reclaim and keep them alive long enough to get it done. But I have to have a little bit of help. Now, I want to tell you that Ron Jackson's exactly who he says he is. He may have exaggerated in some parts, but fortunately for your needs, he's exaggerated or under-exaggerated in other parts. And that means you'll get more help in some of these areas. And while you're out of commission and you know that you've got all the goods on a lot of people, it looks easier to get it accomplished than it is in actuality. But I can guarantee you now three sources without a doubt that within a very short period of time can put up $2.5 million for attorney fees, if that is what is required. But it will be for exactly that, attorney fees to fight the case. It is not going to be payoff time. One of them is Ron Jackson and 16 other people, right? One will be Gunther, Russ Bacher, and a whole lot of family, right? The third is Miss Cosmo's singing fat lady. And I'm not even interested in Treasury Gabe Buckley. But I believe that if I helped him a little bit more, I'd even get it for you there. So, Rick, share. As much as you feel free to share, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Hello? I'd like to start by reading a letter that Ron wrote to Doris and EJ and the Phoenix Institute concerning legal fees. And there is a disclaimer, and let me explain the disclaimer before I read it. He wanted to be sure that any monies for attorney's fees not go to the benefit of George Green in any way. So he wanted to be very careful that any money coming for lawyers won't help George. So he addressed it to Doris and E.J. Ecker and the Phoenix Institute, parentheses, this does not include George. I hereby...
Let me change the tape.